Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's always better when we stand together talking about due process rights, the single most, in my opinion, important individual right in any democracy. It allows us to seek redress in a court. It allows us to say to the government, no, you can't lock me up. No, you can't take my property without me being able to test and force you to prove up your allegations against me. Due process under our Constitution afforded to every single person that stands on American soil. You do not have to be a citizen. And the framers are very, very careful about that. Your very presence on American soil, even if you are here illegally, you are still entitled to due process. This past weekend, the Supreme Court had to issue an emergency order at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Why? Because the Trump administration has absolutely no intention of following the Constitution. The Supreme Court on April 7th, in a vote of 9-0, said, even if you can use the Alien Enemies Act right now to deport people, despite the fact that we have no declared war, there is no war, but even if you can use that, a legal question about which no court has yet to rule, you still have to provide people due process. After April 7th, the ACLU and other plaintiffs on the behalf of specific named individuals as well as groups of people filed subsequent lawsuits in the specific federal courts where a bunch of people potentially subject to deportation under the AEA were being held. And courts, in fact, the district court judges, the trial court judges, issued orders saying you can't deport these people. You can't deport these people. Most importantly for our discussion this afternoon, in the Southern District of Texas, the ACLU filed exactly this lawsuit seeking to prevent deportations until people had hearings. And a Trump-appointed judge, Judge Fernando Rodriguez in the Southern District, entered the order saying the government can't deport anybody based on the administration's assertion that they are subject to removal. You still can't deport them. But it was specific. The guy in his ruling, Judge Rodriguez, said you can't disappear them from the El Valle Detention Center. So here's where it got real screwed up. People at the Blue Bonnet detention facility in the Northern District of Texas were then given notices of their imminent removal, like within hours, maybe. By the way, they spoke Spanish. The notices were in English. And the notices had no information about how they could challenge their noticed removal. So you get what happened there? Like, oh, there wasn't an order in the Northern District of Texas. There was only an order in the Southern District of Texas about this other detention center. So we'll deport them from a detention center in the Northern District of Texas. That's what's going on. Now, the ACLU already had a case going on in the Northern District of Texas on behalf of two specific people, as well as a class covering all of the people subject to possible deportation under the AEA at Blue Bonnet. So the ACLU had filed a lawsuit there. Now, in the Northern District, the judge had temporarily declined the ACLU's request for a restraining order to prevent the government from deporting anybody based on, and this happened over the weekend, based on the fact, not on the weekend, excuse me, it happened on late Friday, the judge said, no, I'm not going to grant a temporary restraining order to prevent the administration from deporting anybody because the government lawyer in his courtroom on Friday said that the named plaintiffs in that case were not about to be deported, or at least that's what has been the information that's been shared. Okay? And the judge reserved his ruling on the request for a temporary restraining order as to the overarching, the group, the class of potential deportees. So then news reports start leaking out late Friday that these people, despite the government lawyers' representations in court late Friday afternoon, were actually getting ready to be deported. So the ACLU rushes back into court late Thursday night, asks for emergency relief again from the trial court judge in the Northern District of Texas and from Judge Boasberg, and said, we just heard that they're putting people on buses and they're taking them to the airports. Like, this is about to happen. And sometime after 7 p.m. on Friday, Judge Boasberg said, the Supreme Court just told me I don't have jurisdiction, so I can't do anything for you. And Judge Hendricks said that although he had been trying to move very quickly, because the ACLU had also filed emergency petitions late Friday with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court, he couldn't do anything either. So that's how we got it to the Supreme Court. A government lawyer on Friday afternoon said, don't worry, Judge, you don't have to issue an emergency order keeping us from deporting people. We're not deporting anyone. And then what did the government do? Started the process to deport people. So what did the plaintiffs have to do? They had to run back into court to try to say they're actually doing the thing that they said they weren't going to do. And so a little bit before 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, the Supreme Court stepped in, issued a very basic one-page order that said the government is directed not to remove any member of the putative class of detainees from the United States until further order of this court. Holy cow. Now, all of this seems very technical. And after the bottom of the hour farm update, I'm going to take your questions. And we're going to talk about Alito's dissent together, because we are in an extraordinary moment. And Judge Alito's dissent gives away the game. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Karina and Tim are next on the phone lines. You can be too. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think about the Trump administration spitting in the face of due process?